very easy to fall for the idea that there's something wrong with you, that you're failing in life because you are struggling, that you're not where you think you should be. You might be comparing yourself with other people who seem to have it all together. But what's happened for you? Where did you go wrong? And you can live life motivated by this pain, that there's something wrong with you. So you end up striving, seeking, trying to be better. And if that doesn't really work, which it rarely does, by the way, you might get some short-term relief. But the reality is, if you're trying to be motivated by pain, we end up trying to numb that pain. And we'll numb it with escapism, drugs, drink, food, porn, gambling, whatever is your poison. Anything that's better than experiencing that uncomfortable feeling deep within. But make no mistake, the void you feel inside, that leads to your struggles. That leads to that feeling of dissatisfaction, that you're doing something wrong, that you're not quite yourself, will never be filled by anything you do outside of yourself. Everything is pointing at looking within, connecting to yourself, getting to know yourself, and releasing those old, out-of-date programs that are holding you back. And I promise you that whilst it's easy to fall for the story that you're somehow failing in life because you're struggling, you're not. Your struggles are going to be your pathway to freedom. They are essential for your growth. So in this episode, I'm going to give you a reality check, a powerful wake-up call, again, to take control of your life and make it the life you truly want to live. I have something for you that is the biggest thing I have ever done, and I'm hoping you will come and join me on what I'm going to offer you. More details on this mysterious offer towards the end of this episode. And if you're wondering, who is this guy? What's this all about? Because it's your first time here, I want to say welcome. My name is Paul Shepherd. I am the host of the Mindset Change podcast. I'm also a teacher, mentor, anxiety and mindset coach. On a bit of a mission to help as many people as I can awaken, connect to the truth of who they are, and create the life they truly want to live. If that sounds like you, then you seriously need to subscribe because you don't want to miss another episode. And please do check out my offer towards the end of this episode. So I was meditating this morning and I asked myself a powerful question just to see what arose from deep within me. And you can do this for yourself. It's a powerful exercise to explore. But if you do it, don't expect any answers. Just be open to seeing what comes to the surface. So I wanted to ask a question. What would be the highest vision for my highest good that I can explore living in this life? And I sat and waited. And something began to rise to the surface. There was a large body of water filled with fish. In fact, it was so crammed with fish that they were struggling to breathe. They were struggling to move. And they were all sort of congregating in certain areas to make it even more packed. And yet just above them was, with a bit of work, they could swim more freely. But they would have to jump up to it. And then I saw myself stood by this body of water, encouraging the fish to jump. And it seemed to represent a jumping consciousness. And the fish represented humanity being drawn naturally by instinct to want to move up to different levels, to different levels of consciousness. But to do that, they would have to grow stronger. And this comes back to my point of the struggles that you're facing will help you become stronger. Your crisis, your anxiety, your stress, your mental health issues, even your ill health can lead you to find ways within yourself to grow stronger, to discover more about yourself, to discover inner resources, knowledge and wisdom that would help you jump to the next level of consciousness. And that's why it's so important for you to be exactly where you are right now. To accept your struggle, to accept what you're experiencing, which I know is difficult to do. It sounds easy for me to say, but there is a power in relaxing with what's going on with you right now and beginning to tune into that part of you that can guide you to where you want to be next. The alternative is to just live on autopilot, trapped in that body of water, which becomes stagnant. It might be comfortable, it might be familiar, but it's getting quite claustrophobic. I don't know about you, if you look back at any of the struggles you've been through and begin to just be open to exploring how did you possibly benefit? Was there a tough conversation that you had which helped you bond closer to a partner or to a child? Was there something you overcame which helped you realize you're much stronger than you thought? Did you, from your pain, learn something new which changed the way you saw life forever? How have you grown, flourished and thrived from what you've been through, those tough times? And it's no coincidence that you're here listening to this right now, because it's time for you to think about changing the body of water that you've been swimming around in. It's time to change your level of consciousness. And I am just but one source that's pointing at your ability to do just that. Now, I'm not a monk. I'm not a guru. I'm not someone who says they have all the answers. I'm just someone who had an awakening experience and now can see clearly through everything I've been through as to what's happening for me now and what can happen next. And this is available to absolutely everyone. And you'll know if this is the right time for you, because you'll feel yourself being pulled in the direction of beginning to seek what's bigger than yourself. Who are you really? What are you really? And that becomes transformative. Be where I am today without anxiety. That was my first wake-up call. Without the crisis, the drama, the relationship issues, the ill health, the challenges that made me look deep within and try to work out what is going on. That has helped me get to where I am today. And if you're struggling with anxiety, with stress, with burnout, then that is your wake-up call. And just like an alarm clock, the alarm will keep sounding until you wake up. You can keep snoozing, but the reality is, that alarm will keep going off until you pay attention, till you look deep inside and let go of anything that you've been holding on to that's preventing you from awakening. Awakening is liberation. Awakening is freedom. No longer being held back by the limitations of your mind. Well, and believe me, it does come with its own challenges. It's not as if you awaken and suddenly live in bliss. But I can promise that the world will seem like a very different place indeed. Now, I don't know where you are in life, but what can keep you in that large body of water, struggling with the other fish, are those protective parts of you, which are parts of your ego, and they can dominate your thinking, and they'll try to protect you by keeping you in that body of water. It's familiar, it's painful, so it's not quite a comfort zone, but it's better the devil you know, right? But these parts are your rite of passage. There's nothing wrong with you for having them. They're there to strengthen you so that you can jump up to the next level of consciousness within awakening, to be able to swim in that new body of fresh, clear, and calm water. But these parts of you will challenge you. They're going to sound like they're worrying very loudly. They're going to make you feel stressed. They're going to make you feel anxious. They will show you dramatic, catastrophizing images to trigger that survival mode. And they'll hold you back from taking risks with socializing, relationships, career, traveling, and living the life you truly want, to create that pain for you to go inside yourself and release those old programs. They're begging you to be upgraded. They're begging you to be released. That's what's happening right here, right now for you. Even the idea that there's something wrong with you, that you seem to be failing at life, is based on one of these parts creating that mind trick for you to move beyond it and realize it's not the truth. And we can all keep telling you that, but until you have that self-realization, you'll still kind of believe it. You know that. And that's okay. These parts will create thoughts and feelings of having to be in control of the future so you can feel safe. They'll tempt you with various unhealthy habits to numb the pain, to go into avoidance mode. So again, that creates even more pain for you. It's all very, very crafty. They can make you doubt yourself, forget your abilities, develop imposter syndrome, and make you procrastinate so that you get to keep avoiding a future which seems uncertain to you. These parts of you can trigger health anxiety, worries about not being able to get into a bathroom, the fear of being sick, fears of panic attacks. In other words, they can make you feel very unsafe in your own body. They can even push your sense of self out so that you feel not even connected to your body. So it's almost as if reality doesn't feel quite real. And then to keep you even more distracted, these parts of you can go to war with other parts of you, the inner critic, the judging part of you, trying to shut these parts up and banish them from your mind. Does that sound familiar? How are these other parts of you impacting your life? They're there begging to be worked with, trying to numb them, medicate them, and distract yourself from them will just lead to more pain. And anxiety, stress, and ill health, mental health issues become a normal response to that battle within. And that struggle is brutal, isn't it? But I promise you, as it was for me, anxiety was my wake-up call. And it changed my life in ways I could never have imagined. I got everything wrong. I followed the traditional routes, and my anxiety got worse. But everything was pointing at waking up to what anxiety really was. And if you could begin to see your struggles as a wake-up call, and the pathway to creating the life you truly want, to finally give yourself that upgrade, to help these parts of you begin to quieten down so you can finally be yourself. And that could help you make this year your best year yet. And going forward, it will be a gift that keeps on giving. If you're ready for change and want to know how, then I have something for you. But it's only for people who are ready for change, who are ready to jump up to the next level. On Tuesday, the 4th of June, at 6 p.m. British Summer Time, I'll be hosting an anxiety wake-up call membership course, with the first session being totally free, so you can come along and see what this is all about. So if you're struggling with stress, anxiety, panic attacks, social anxiety, health anxiety, travel anxiety, bathroom anxiety, or any fears limiting your life, then this workshop is going to be perfect for you. There is no other course like this. It's as proactive in creating changes as it gets, and you're going to learn so much from our time together. I really can't wait to coach you and help you understand what anxiety and stress really are, more importantly, how to begin to change your relationship with them, had to make changes at the subconscious level, and I promise you that when your subconscious mind is on board, then there is no stopping you. And of course, the waking up stuff. You will learn to connect to the truth of who you are and let your true self guide you through life. The alternative is to let those parts that have been created from your past conditioning to continue driving you. And how's that working so far? You'll be able to connect with people who are just like you and be part of an incredible community that will be growing and changing with you. And together, you'll be feeling more peaceful, more calm, more focused, present, confident, having that clarity of mind from doing the work with me. And if you want to find out more, then come and join the free workshop on June the 4th, 6 p.m. British Summer Time. And after that, of course, you're going to be invited to continue working with myself, keen to keep the group and the momentum going to help you rewire your brain for your new way of living. I promise you, there is no other membership course in the world that will be focusing on anxiety this way. To come to the workshop, all you have to do is scroll down your app into the show notes, click the link for more details, and so that you can register. And if you're a technophobe and thinking, I don't know where the show notes thing is, go to my website by Googling Mindset Change UK or www.mindsetchangeuk.com and click the workshop link on the front page. And by the way, you can also find me on Instagram by searching for Mindset Change UK, all one word. The same for YouTube and TikTok, Mindset Change UK, all one word. I can't tell you how excited I am about doing this membership program. I've been wanting to do this for the past couple of years, but the logistics are very interesting to make something like this work, and we are nearly there. So I want this to be the most effective program that you have ever done in regards to transforming your mindset and releasing yourself from anxiety. And because it's the first one, you will be shocked at how much the investment is to do this membership program with me. It's incredibly good value, and all of those details will be revealed at the taster session. So hopefully you'll be able to make it. If not, there'll be a recording available which you can access. But I hope to meet you and see you soon on June the 4th, 6 p.m. British Summer Time. I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you're seeing your struggles in a whole new way now. Maybe you're thinking about what's next for you in regards to your own progress and self-development. And whichever path you take, have faith in yourself that wherever you are is perfect for right now, no matter what your mind says. Have a wonderful day, and I look forward to connecting with you in the very next episode.